Weiter in Shas, we're in Bavakamet of Mem Gimel, picking up on Mem Beis Amud Beis by the bottom of the page, 12 lines up or so. That's by the two dots. Tanu Rabbanim. Look, the Heiliger Gemara. Tanu Rabbanim. Vehemis Ish O Isha. The pasuk comes and tells us when you have an ox that comes and gores. It tells us. Rashi says, this is that the ox that comes along and it kills a man or a woman, then the pasuk goes on to say that it's got to be stoned, even its owner shall die. That's talking about a kofar, and he's got to pay a kofar for his life, whatever is going to be assessed against him. So it says, "Vehemis isho isha." I'm Rabbi Kiva. Chima bal lamdenu. What was lamdenu? What's coming to tell us when it says particularly that isho isha? Im lechayiv ali isha ki ish. If you want to tell us that the one who owns a muad is going to be chayiv to be kofar if it kills a woman, just like a man, or like far nemar. We already have that because it says ki yigach ish. Ki yigach short as ish. Oh, as isha when it goes and kills a. It's the pasuk right before, a man or a woman. Ela hakish isha leish. Unless it was coming to make a hekish, the woman to a man. That is, that ma ish nizakov liyarshav, just like when it comes to a man, if he ends up dying before he's able to go ahead and collect the money that's coming to him, then where does it go? Then it goes to his yarshim, and it doesn't go to his wife. So too, by a woman, it goes to her yarshim and not to the husband. In fact, the Gemara, some Rabbi Kiva lo yaris labal. Does Rabbi Kiva really hold that the husband's not being yarsh in her? Like, what do you mean? Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa. It says pretty straightforward that we're going to see that he inherits her. V'yarash osa. The pasuk says, and he will inherit her. Mikan shabal yarish is ishto. The husband inherits the wife. Div Rabbi Kiva zaygazak Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva himself is saying straight up that it goes to the husband. So why would you say over here that he's not going to inherit the rights of the nezek that would be coming to her if she was still alive? Now it should go to the children, to her other yarshim. Why isn't it going to? It should be going to him. Amar Ish Lakish. Ish Lakish says lo amar ela b'kofer. Rabbi Kiva says that the husband doesn't yorish his wife. It's only talking about kofer. Hoel, since it's only paid after death. Rashi says, "Hilkach lo zachta bo michayim." She wasn't zochah michayim that it should go to him. Havale ro'oi. This is a din of ro'oi. Ro'oi means something that is fitting to come to. Rashi says, "Velo muchsak." It's not considered muchsak. V'kaimelon b'yesh nolchem b'vabast after kofir gimel. De'ena bal yorish es ishto b'ro'oi lavo la'achem isasa k'muchsak lo michayim. He doesn't get things that are fitting to be coming to her after she dies, like it is when she's still alive. So, Vavili Roy, Ve'inabal, Notel, back in the Gemara, Ve'inabal, Notel, Beroi, Kibim Muchsak. She doesn't take it, such a thing, such a case. Okay, says the Gemara, my time, why is it that Kofar is only after death? What's Pshat? And therefore, the husband's not going to get it because it's only Roi. Rashi says that, Ein Kofar Mishtalim, Ela La'acher Misa, Alpha Gavdechse Ve'himis. We know the kofar is only paid after death, but why don't we say, because it says the word vehemis and killed, but what, maybe we would think that the kevincham dua lemisa, we see that the person got gore, they're about to die, then maybe it's considered like it's already alive. It says, well, it's already being evaluated and judged when the person's still alive. The pasuk says by a muad, and it killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and even its owner shall die, meaning kofar, when kofar shall be assessed against him. So just like the ox is sentenced to death only after the person actually dies, so to kofar is only evaluated after the person is already dead. Rashi says, sure, you know, Biskila acha yomasan nizak, dirsivahimis ishva shoyisakel, and therefore, like we just said. Now, back to our discussion of Bikiva Darshand, we're going to now try to figure out, delve into the words of Rish Lakish that he said, Ubinizakin lo ama Rabbi Akiva. You want to say that by Nezek, Rabbi Akiva is not saying his din as well? Like, we got it, it's by Kofar that it goes to the Yarshim and not to the husband. But what about Nezek? You want to say Rabbi Akiva is saying that the Nezek goes to the husband and doesn't go to the to the Yarshim. V'otanya. But we have a brisa. Hika is the ish of yotzei l'odeah. Let's say if someone goes and he smashes a woman and she has a miscarriage because of that. Nosei nezek v'tzar l'isha. The nezek, the damage, and the tzar, and the pain goes to the woman. Domei vlados, the value of the vlad, of the offspring that got killed, that goes to the husband. Rashi says that's a pasuk, right? A Torah zachta lo, kidichsev bal ha'isha, right? So he goes in the zochanim. Hina bal nosin liyarshav, if the husband is not... Oh, okay, literally. Ein abal, if there's no husband, I mean he's not there anymore, if he's dead, then no son liyarshim. Then you give it to the yarshim, to the yarshim of the baal, of the husband. They get it. Ein isha, no son liyarsheha. If there's no woman there, meaning she's dead, then what do? Then you give it no son liyarsheha. Rashi says, nezek vitzar. The stuff that damage is supposed to go to her goes to the yarshim. Oh, look at that. Not to the husband. He says, shivcha v'nishtachra. Let's say... if this woman who got injured over here was a maidservant who was freed, and Tosfos explains that we're talking about a case that she was pregnant with a child of a freed slave, beep, turn the page. Mem Gimel. Oh, Giyores. So we're talking about that she was a Giyores. So we're talking about a case where there's no other kids that exist over here. Then what's good? Because if she was a slave and she had children while she was a slave, then they remain slaves. They're not considered her children. And if she's a Gioris, and we're talking about a case now that those kids aren't Jewish, and therefore this next one that would have been, now she has no children, then what happens if there's no kids here? Then Zocha, the person who damaged, the damager is able to be Zocha, they get the stuff over here, they hold on to it. But... Tony Mias doesn't say it, but you know, the bottom line is that we see in this brisa that about a moment ago, that if the wife dies before she gets it, the husband doesn't get it, rather it goes to the Yarshim. So we see that in this pasuk, Rabbi Akiva learns that the husband doesn't get it. The kofar is also teaching he doesn't get the other stuff as well, even though during the lifetime they would be paid out to the husband. What's going on? Says Gemara, Amar Rabba. Big Grusha. No, this Bryce is talking about a case where they are divorced. Since a divorce, of course, doesn't go. Rashi says, Big Grusha, Skin and Misham Hachi, Nosin Liyosha, Shagirsha, Acher, Achavala. And she ended up divorcing after this damage, and now the Yarshim would be the one that get it. Vechein Amar and Rav Nachman, Big Grusha, talking about a Grusha. In fact, the Gemara, Amri. Why would it be though that this husband, if they're divorced now, that he's going to get the payment for the vlados? It doesn't make any sense. Ugrusha nami tiflik with the lovers. Let's then go ahead and they should split the value over there. He shouldn't have full on over there. Why does he get it all? Amra papa, Torah zichta to me vlados labal. The Torah says that he gets it, the man who caused her to have this child or to be pregnant. Afilu ba'al leb is nus, even if it would be a case of nus where they weren't married, still, that's what the Torah tells us. My timer, what's pshat? Why would that be? That even by his nus, it would be such a case that you'd get it. Amar kra, kasher yashis alav bal ha'isha. When the Torah is talking about this payment that's being made over here, it uses the lashon of kasher yashis alav bal ha'isha, that the guy who goes and hits is going to be punished. To the husband of the woman shall cause to be assessed against him. And he uses the lashon of Baal over there, which because of the fact that he's the one who is Baal. Rashi says, Aboel hikbid. It's makbid the one who is Baal, and that's where the money goes. Now, we explained the Bryce is talking about a case where there's a divorced woman, and that's why the money goes to the Yarshim, not to the husband. The question is, though, why do you have to do that? V'nokma l'rabba k'gon sh'gavu l'mos, l'rav nachman k'gon sh'gavu karka. Why can't we just explain that according to Rabba, we're talking about a case that after the woman died, the court collected the money and collected as cash money, sh'gavu mos, Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, that they collected karka. And both of these become what's called ra'oi, right? This is something which is, again, not right now there, but the husband doesn't get things that are ra'oi. The Amar Rabba, because Rabba says, this is talking about a case of a yoresh, the ben ha'bachor, who gets a double portion over here. He says that, let's say, his father is owed something. Right? When the father dies and some Bob owed him money. And now the guy gets double inheritance from his father's stuff. Does he get from that also? Gavu karka yeshlo, gavu maos ainlo. if they can get from karka, then it's considered like it still belongs to them. It's like a lien on it itself, and therefore he gets a double inheritance. Gavamos ainlo. But if they collect money, then he doesn't have the ability to get the double because it's not considered already in his hands. It's considered like a ro'oi. And same thing over here as well by this woman. V'Rav Nachman Omer, gavumos yeshlo. If they collect in cash, then the bechor actually has a double shtickle over there because we look at it like it's already in the possession of the one who lent it before he dies, go v'karka inlo. But if it comes to karka, then he doesn't have it because it was never owned by the lender at the time that he ended up dying. So Rabba and Rav Nachman, according to their shitas, explain the Bryce is talking about a case of a woman who was married when she died, right? She got injured and then she was married and then she died. Rabba could say that the damages were going to be collected in cash and therefore it's considered ro'oi. And Rav Nachman could say that it's talking about that it's from karka and therefore it's considered ro'oi. And either way, it doesn't go to him. It goes to the Yarshim. So why did you have to explain it? The case is talking about that they were divorced. Says the Gemara Amri. So they said, Hani Mili Libnei Marava Aliba de Rabbanan. That discussion of Rabbi and Rav Nachman is talking about when the Bechor is going to get a double thing or not going to get a double thing, is talking about Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Chachamim, who say that generally a loan that isn't paid back yet is considered Ra'oi. Both of them would consider that. Akika Amri Hachi. But Rav Nachman over here, when they say that it's talking about a divorced woman, Kirabi. They're holding over here, not like Rabbi Yochanan, but they're holding like Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion, what does he say? That the stuff that's going to be owed is considered as if it's already owned right now by the dead person. Therefore, it should go to the husband as long as they're still married. And that's why they had to say that they were divorced. Okay, now we jump into the topic of when a animal goes and gores a slave, if a mood, because the slave is to pay 30 shekel. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Shor Shehemis is a Eved, Shaloba Kavana. Let's say they did it, Shaloba Kavana. Didn't have intent to go out and to kill it. What's the din? Patim Shoshim Shekalim, it's Patim from paying 30 shekel. Shenem, as a pasuk says, Kesef Shloshim Shekalim, Itin Ladonov, Vasho Yisakel. 30 shekel you got to pay. And the ox will be stoned. Kol zman shashor b'skila, whenever it's b'skila, then a bailam mishalom shloshim shkalim. And a shor b'skila, and a bailam mishalom shloshim shkalim. Straight up. Amar Rabba, now we learn about kofar. Shor shahemis ben chorin shaloba kavana, patami kofar. If a shor goes and kills a ben chorin, regular dude, and does it shaloba kavana, not with intent, then do not have to pay kofar. Shenemar, Asher Yisakel v'gabalav Yumas im Kofar Yushas Alav, which we understand that when it says the Baal is Yumas, it means it's to pay Kofar. Kolzman Shashor B'skila Baal L'Mishalm Kofar. Ein Ashor B'skila Ein Baal L'Mishalm Kofar. Frek the Gemara, Eisve Abaye. Frek Sekashe. Hamis Shori is Poloni. Let's say someone says, my shore killed so-and-so. O Shor Shal Poloni, or it says, my shore killed so-and-so's Poloni. I'm sure. Harezim Mishalim Apiatzmo, he pays through his own being, his own mouth. My love, Kofar, is this not talking about Kofar? Says Rashi, Valfagav Deina Shor Beskila, Sharehoda, V'omru, Kimisas Bailim, Kach Misas Ashor, V'adam Rodaso Einon Erag. When someone who's Mode doesn't get killed, right? Because the fact that the owner says, admits to it, so if it doesn't have skila, then it shouldn't have kofar either. But over here, it seems to be saying that even though there's no skila, there's still kofar. Lo, says, no. When it says that he pays al piatzmo through his own admission, what it's talking about is not kofar, but rather damim. It's talking about money, meaning the nezek. Got to pay up for whatever damage it brought. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second, eat damim, emes seifa. If you want to say that there's damim, we have to pay the nezek where there's no kofar going on over there, then how do you deal with the seifa? Hamis sharius avdo shaploni einu mishalim apiatzmo. If someone goes and admits to the fact and says, sorry about that little ding-a-ding, if someone goes and says, my ox killed Ploni's slave, he doesn't pay by admitting over here because the 30 shekel that does in such a case is a kenas, which we know more than kenas, einu mishalim. V'idamim, am I low? But if we're talking about damim over here, you see, if we're saying that it's really money that you have to pay in the nezek, then why is it that you're saying over here it doesn't pay anything? You should be chayef to pay at least the value of the nezek, which is not a kenas, and then you can work it out over there, and the person admitted to it, you should have to pay. Amalei says back to him, I could answer you a little shvacha answer, say, well, the reish is going to be dumb. The sefer is talking about kenas, and that's why he says kenas, but kenas is going to be put there. And that's just what it's referencing. I'm not going to give you such a dochuk answer. That's just betray tame to say it's like two different things going on. So rather, idi v'idi damim. We're going to say both of them are damim. I then get to figure out why is it have to be damim in the seifa. Beep, turn the page. Mem gimel amud beis. I then what's pshat in the second case? He doesn't have to pay for the damages. Miu ben chorin de mishalim kofer al pi atzmo. Whoa. We find that there's a case. Rashi says the ashuchan be kofer al pi atzmo. You can find a case of a ben chorin that actually pays kofer even by admitting to it. Hechid davechid dami. How is that so? The e asu sadivas hidu beitikatal. If a witness, if you have edim that come and they testify that it killed a person and therefore should be killed, v'lo yadi itam hava imur hava, but they didn't know if it was a tam and therefore there's no kofar, or it's a muad, in which case it's kofar. V'amar mari demuadu, and the master comes and says it's a muad. The mishalim kofar piyatzon, he pays kofar for that because really it should be killed. Heichad aleke the mishalim damim. Then in the case where there's no edim at all, he's got to pay at least damim. Gabe eved, but in the case of eved, she'enu mishalim kenas al piyatzmo, doesn't pay kenas. The owner of the ox doesn't ever pay this 30 shekel fine by admitting. Hechi dami, and what's the case then? The iasu edim v'asidu be dekatal. If edim come, they say that the ox killed the eved. V'leo di tam avi muad. I don't know if it's a tam or it's a muad. If it's a tam and it's 30 shekel, doesn't exist, or it's a muad, in which case it does. From a mari muad, and the muad comes, and the mari comes and says it's a muad, the master comes and says it's a muad, lo mishtalim kenas al piyatzmo. You don't pay kenas al piyatzmo, even though we kill this ox, because someone who's muad b'kenas is going to be pater. Hecha deleke edim, lo mishalim damim. Then when there's no edim at all, he doesn't pay damim either. Because there's no case in which it would be that the owner is going to pay by admitting, he doesn't pay when he admits it either. He doesn't have to pay there's no case of modabe kenas he's going to be paying, so therefore there's no case by the nezek he'd be paying either. Frek the Gemara, now hold on 1 second, hold it, now. Masav Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, kol shechayev beben chorin, chayev be'eved. And whatever's going to be chayev when his ox kills a ben chorin is going to be chayev when he kills a eved, be'im be'kofer be'im misa, in either circumstance, whether it's kofer or a misa. Now, what does that mean? Kofer be'eved mi'ika. Hold on 1 second. Is there kofar when it comes to an eved? El alav damim. Rather, what's it talking about when it says you're going to be chayev kofar? It's talking about damim, which is going to be chayev when his ox kills. So the Braisa then is saying that in any circumstance where there is a chiyuv to pay nezek for the death of a ben chorin, then there's going to be something like that when it is an eved. Oh. And as Rashi points out over here, since you say that if one is modeh to his sure, killing a ben chorin, he has to pay nezek. Why does the missing suva say that he's not chayev to pay when he admits that his sure killed an eved? And for the Gemara, ikadami hu mosiv lo mufarkla. Some say that he asked the question, he answered it. Ikadami amar le rabba, and some say it's rabba who answered. Hachitan is what it means to say. Kol shechayev ben chorin bekavana al pi edim kofer chayev be eved kenas. Any circumstance, or wherever someone's going to be chayv to pay kofar. Meaning you have over here, when you're going to be chayv with a ben chorin, when it's done intentionally with edim, you're going to be chayv kofar, then in such a circumstance, he's going to be chayv for a kenas when it comes to an eved. V'chol shechayv a ben chorin, shelo b'gavan al pi edim zom al pi edim damim, and wherever you have a case that someone's going to be chayv when they kill, when the ox goes and kills this free person unintentionally, according to a case where there's edim there, chay be'evet shlo b'kavana al pi edim damim. Same thing is going to be parallel when it's going to be by damim as well, money unintentionally for a eved. However, if you're dealing in a case where the only way you notice is through the baal, the owner of it, admitting to it, then it's not the same din when it comes to death of the slave as it does to a free person. And as Rashi points out to us, you pay for the nezek of a free person, but nothing for that of a slave, like Rabba has said. Okay. Now, where we stand right now, Rabba seems to be saying that, let's say there's no chiyuv kofer, or there's no chiyuv of paying the 30 shekel, then there is a chiyuv, though, to pay nezek. And normally, Rabba, Amali Rava, Rava comes against us. Iachi, if that's really true, then Isho Shaloba Kavana al pi edim the Shalim Damim. If somebody ends up killing somebody, they kill the person with his ash, with his fire, Shaloba Kavana without Kavana, and al pi edim, there are edim that saw this, that he lit this fire and they killed the person, then the person should be chayev to go and pay for Nezek. From where the Rava says you actually don't pay. Ilay me the time even it's from Mishnah coming up later. If let's say someone goes and they light a fire to grain and there's a goat that's stuck to it, the Evet Samachlo and the Evet's next to it, Vinif Sarfimo, and the slave, he ends up getting burned with it, even though he wasn't tied up to it. Chayev, the one who said it is going to be chayev to pay for the baby goat. And for the Gedi, Evid, Kafaslo, if the Evid was tied up to it, then Gedi Samachon, the Gedi was next to it. When this Samachon gets burnt up with it, then Potter, the person who sets a fire, is going to be Potter. Even though it killed the slave, he's not going to be Chayiv to pay for Nezek. There you have it. He says that you're going to be Potter, and really should be Chayiv according to the way we learned it. Hamar Ish Lakish, but Ish Lakish comes and says, Kegon Shehitzis Begufo Shel Evid. The case that the Mishnah is talking about after is where he set the fire to the slave's body himself, and therefore he's not chayev to pay for the slave to come live the rabbi minei, because there's something else that's got to be dealt with over here, and that is he now has to get killed because he did that. Therefore, it's not a raya that if he's not going to be chayev to be killed, that he's not going to be chayev to nezek. Okay, ve'elo mehod the time. Maybe you learn it from the following brisa. Chomer be'esh mi be'bor. This is a real throwback. Way back in Daf Yud, but Eish is more chamer b'bor. Sheish mu'edus lechol bein davar heroi lo bein davar shein heroi. That Eish is considered mu'ad to eat things that are fit for and things that are not. Mashen came b'bor, which is not so when it comes to the idea of a bor of a pit. Rashi says lichicha niro v'sichicha avanov. That is that if it came along in the fire, licked the plowed field or scorched the stones. These are things which are not considered roi for it, but he's going to be chayev for the damage, but not for things of bor, because it doesn't make any sense in such a case. So for ilu sha'esh mishalemes shelo b'kavanas b'kavana damim ma she'en kein b'bor lo katani. But it doesn't make a distinction in another case, meaning you could have said another one that fire is going to pay. In other words, someone's going to be chayiv to pay who sets the fire. Nezek, if there's an unintentional matzav over here, shloba kavana damim, that he's never going to pay when he unintentionally causes a death, which is not put up by bor. But it doesn't say such a thing. So therefore, just like someone is not going to be chayiv to pay for somebody dying because of his bor, so he's not going to be chayiv to be paying for a death caused by the fire. And for the Gemara, that's not a raya, but the fact that it didn't mention that. Why? Because Dilma Tanavashir, maybe, you know, it mentioned some and it didn't mention some. So that's not a raya. So we say, okay, Ella Rava Gufe Yiboy Miboyle. Rather, Rava himself is wondering about the issue over here. It's not that it's coming as a kash over here. He just himself wanted to understand what's going on. If someone goes and someone ends up dying because somebody set a fire unintentionally, so you have to pay for the nezek or not. Do we say that it's only by shore where the baal is going to pay kofar if it kills on purpose? Shaloba kavanah mishalim damim, if not on purpose, then he's going to pay damim. Aval isha, when it comes to fire, the kavanah mishalim kofar, where if the death came intentionally, he doesn't pay kofar because there's no kofar when it comes to the idea of fire. Shaloba kavanah nami lo mishalim damim, then in the case where it was unintentionally, he doesn't have to pay for damim either. Odilmar, maybe kevin degabi shoro, maybe since by the shore shaloba kavanah, when we have the din that if the shore kills unintentionally, afal gav deleka kofar mishalim damim, even though there's no kofar over there, he still pays money, then gabi isha nami by fire also. Afal gav dekavana lo mishalim kofar, even though if the killing was done intentionally, it doesn't pay kofar. Shaloba kavana miyas mishalim damim, if he did it shaloba kavana without kavana unintentionally, then he's still going to have to pay for the damim. And the Gemara says, v'loya dinan, and we don't know what the din is, and therefore we say, teku. We leave it unanswered. Fighter. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan kofer. The pasuk says the word kofer. Pardon. It could have just said the word kofer, meaning that you have to go and assess what's the din over here, kofer, and the owner has to, you know, of the mu'at. Ma tamad lomer im kofar. Why does it say im kofar, which in this context means when kofar is going to be evaluated? The rabbis kofar shaluba kafana kofar bikavana. When it says when, it's coming to include a chiyav of kofar for shaluba kafana, not intentionally, unintentional, just like if it's done intentionally, right? That even though the unintentionally ox, we don't go and kill it, he argues on rabba who would say that you're going to be putter and paying kofar in such a case, and rather you would say you're going to be chayef to pay. That's Rashi says. Afagav de'ena shabeskila upliga the rabbi. He's arguing Rava. Amalei Abaye. Abaye comes in. He asks, hold on a second. Elamayatav. Is that really true? Then Evid Nami, in reference to the 30 shekel kanas of an Evid, also we should say the same idea. The matamid lomer im Evid. Why do you say im Evid? It's talking about if the ox is going to gore a slave, it should have just said the ox will gore a slave. What's im evid? L'rabbos evid shalom b'kavana b'kavid b'kavana. Maybe it's coming to include if an evid is coming to include a chiyuv to pay the 30 shekel for unintentionally killing of a slave, just like intentional. V'chitem echanam, you're going to say, yeah, sure, that's true. If I'm reshakas shor shehemis, the evid shalom b'kavana patem shloshim shakel. You're going to be patem from the shloshim shakel. So how do we make this work together? Amalei says gavra agavra karamis. What are you coming as a question of one type of person on another one person, another person? You're going to go and say, because Reish Lakish says something, therefore Rav Yochanan says the same thing? Maybe he's arguing over here. He also, Rav, and I'm Rav Yochanan. And the way we see that they maybe argue, and we see they actually do argue, because I'm Rav Yochanan, he says, Eved, Pasukuri said, Eved, Matamala, Im Eved, Larabas, Eved, Shlomo Kavana, Kevin Kavana. So clearly he does argue on him. Says, Gemara, Reish Lakish, Nami Nema. But for Reish Lakish, from the fact that Reish Lakish is not darshin it, should we say he's also not going to darshin it when it comes to im kofar? Says Gemara, Amri lo, not true. Eved im eved lo darish isn't darshin. Kofar im kofar darish. He does darshin that. Umayishna, why would he darshin one word and not the other? Eved im eved lo ksiv b'makom tashlumin. The time it says im eved is only when they're introducing the concept of a shor that kills a slave, but not when it's actually discussing the fine itself. Kofar im kofar ksiv b'makom tashlumin, that's brought down the actual by the time of the paying itself, and that's why he goes and he darshins it there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.